Everyone obsesses over maxing out their 401k and IRA contributions, but there's one retirement account that most people ignore. It has zero contribution limits, no required minimum distributions. It can actually save you more money in retirement than traditional retirement accounts combined. Hey, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. I'm a financial advisor with over 25 years of experience. Author of the book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life, and the founder of Momentous Wealth Advisors. Today, I'm revealing why I believe this retirement investment account might be your secret weapon for retirement wealth. Stay tuned because the 3 wealth decision principles I'm sharing today will completely change how you think about retirement. Now, before we jump into today's video, let me ask you something. When you think about retirement investing, what's the first thing that comes to mind? A 401k, an IRA, or a Roth IRA? But here's the thing, the financial advisory world has conditioned us to believe that tax advantage accounts are always the best choice. But what if I told you that's not always true? What if the account they're not talking about could actually be your most powerful retirement tool? I've been doing an audio-only podcast for the past year. There's about 60 episodes you can listen to, and each episode is 15 minutes or less, packed with valuable wealth decision information. So if you find value in today's episode, do me a favor, hit the subscribe button and hit that notification bell so you get updated on future episodes. And please stick around until the very end of this episode, because the final wealth decision principle I'm sharing could literally add 6 figures to your retirement nest egg. So the account I'm referring to is the taxable investment account. Now, I know what you're thinking. Brian, why would I invest in a taxable investment account when I could get tax deductions from my 401k or tax-free growth from my Roth IRA? Here's where most people get it wrong. They're thinking short-term tax savings instead of long-term wealth building. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't have a 401k or a Roth IRA. You absolutely should. But a taxable investment account is the missing piece of your investment strategy. So wealth decision principle number 1, tax flexibility beats tax avoidance. You know, think about it this way, with your 401k and traditional IRA, you're essentially making a bet with the government. You're betting that your tax rate in retirement will be lower than it is today. But here's the reality check. Tax rates are historically low right now. But with our national debt situation, where do you think tax rates are headed? In just a few minutes, I'm going to reveal the second wealth decision principle that shows you exactly how to use a taxable investment account to your advantage, something you can't do in IRAs or Roth IRAs. Plus, I'll share the surprising statistic about required minimum distributions that's going to shock you. So stick with me. Now let's dive into the real advantages of taxable investment accounts for retirement. First is liquidity and flexibility. Your money isn't locked away until age 59 and a half. If you need to access your funds for an emergency, an opportunity, or life change, you can do it without penalties. Number 2, tax diversification. This is huge. By having money in a taxable investment account, your traditional retirement accounts, and Roth accounts, you create what I call tax flexibility. You can choose which bucket to draw from based upon your tax situation each year in retirement. And third, this is where it gets interesting. There's no required minimum distributions. With traditional 401ks and IRAs, Uncle Sam forces you to start taking distributions at age 73. That age will eventually be bumped up to 75, but you have to take money out whether you need it or not. This can potentially push you into higher tax brackets and trigger higher taxes on Social Security benefits, especially later in retirement when required minimum distributions need to be 6 to 7% of your account balance. Let me share a real world example. I had 2 clients, let's call them Tom and Kim, both 45 years old, earning $250,000 combined. They were maxing out their 401ks, but hadn't considered taxable investing. They wanted to retire earlier than age 60, and we ran the numbers. And by strategically investing in an additional $1,000 per month in a taxable account, they could potentially save over $200,000 in taxes during retirement compared to putting that same money in traditional retirement accounts. How? Through tax loss harvesting, qualified dividend treatment, and long-term capital gains rates. Here's the kicker. Long-term capital gains rates are 0%, 15%, or 20%, depending on your income. Most people have a 15% capital gains rates, but in retirement, you could be charged 0% on your capital gains, depending on your income. For many retirees, that's significantly lower than the ordinary income tax rates on 401k withdrawals. So wealth decision principle number two, taxable investment accounts are the only accounts you can use losses to offset gains. When you lose money in your IRA, you can't use that for any benefit to offset gains. The same goes with Roth IRAs. This is where taxable investment accounts really shine. You can use losses to offset gains in any particular year, managing your tax bill. You can't do this in retirement accounts because they're tax deferred. And tax loss harvesting is using temporary losses in your taxable investment accounts to offset gains you've taken or reset cost basis in some of your investments in your taxable investment account. In just 2 minutes, I'm going to reveal the final wealth decision principle that could be the difference between leaving a legacy and leaving a tax burden, plus the exact asset allocation strategy I recommend for taxable investment accounts. Now let's talk about the estate planning advantage. When you pass away, your heirs get what's called a step-up basis on assets and taxable accounts. This means they inherit the investments at the current value, not what you originally paid. All those capital gains, gone. No taxes to your heirs, making this type of an account very similar to a Roth IRA. Now compare that to traditional retirement accounts, pre-tax accounts, where your heirs have to pay ordinary income tax on every dollar they withdraw. For a $500,000 IRA, that could mean $150,000 more in taxes for your family. When someone inherits a pre-tax account that is a non-spouse beneficiary, they have to take all that money out within 10 years. They cannot stretch it out over their lifetime. If you leave behind a big pre-tax IRA or 401k, your heirs could potentially be bumped up to the next tax bracket. For instance, if you leave a $2 million IRA, they have to take $200,000 out per year. If they're already making $200,000 a year, that's going to bump them up to the next tax bracket. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number three. The best gift you can give your heirs is a tax-free inheritance. Now here's my recommended strategy for taxable account investing. Focus on tax-efficient index funds and ETFs. Think total stock market index funds, total international developed market funds, high-quality stocks that pay qualified dividends, municipal bonds if you're in a high tax bracket. But avoid actively managed funds that generate lots of taxable distributions. If you buy stocks in your taxable investment account, avoid momentum stocks, penny stocks, or story stocks. Buy quality companies with proven fundamentals and hold them for the long term. And you need to have a process for buying stocks. You can learn more about my process I use for picking stocks at momentouswealthadvisors.com/stockinvesting. And you can find the link in the description of this podcast. If you buy a momentum stock, for instance, in your taxable investment account and it goes up 200% in 3 months, you most likely won't sell it because you won't want to pay short-term capital gains. This has happened to me many times throughout my career in investing and advising clients, not wanting to pay short-term gains because the stock has gone up so much. And you end up sticking in that stock and usually riding it all the way down. So buy quality companies that you can buy and hold to get favorable long-term capital gains treatment. So here's five actionable strategies you can take to implement a taxable investment account. Action step number one, calculate your current retirement account contributions. If you're not maxing out your 401k match, do that first. It's free money. Action step number two, blend your contributions between pre-tax, Roth options, and a taxable investment account. Once you're getting your full match, contribute anything on top of your match in your Roth 401k if you're in a lower tax bracket. Consider blending pre-tax and Roth options if you're in a higher tax bracket, and also invest a percentage in a taxable investment account. For example, if you can put away 20%, do 10% in Roth options, 5% in pre-tax, and 5% in a taxable investment account. Action step number three. Choose tax-efficient investments for your taxable investment account. Look for funds with low turnover rates and focus on index funds over actively managed funds. And buy high-quality stocks that pay dividends or that you can hang on to for the long term. Action step number four is implement tax loss harvesting annually. This can save you thousands in taxes over time. Because of the wash sale rule, if you sell a particular investment, you cannot buy back that investment for 30 days if you want to use the loss. For instance, if you own Home Depot stock and you sell Home Depot to take that loss, you have to wait 30 days to buy the stock back if you want to use that loss to offset gains. But what you can do is sell Home Depot, take the loss, buy an ETF covering that same industry so that you're not out of the market. And then if you want to buy back that stock in 30 days, you can do that. Tax loss harvesting is a great way to even reset some of the capital gains in some of your winning investments. And action step number five is review your overall tax diversification strategy annually. You want money in all three buckets: taxable, tax deferred, and tax free. In an ideal world, having a third in each one of these types of accounts would be bulletproof. It gives you a ton of tax control, tax flexibility. Also, if you want to retire earlier than age 60, for instance, if you want to retire at age 55 and you have expenses of $70,000 per year, you should aim to have $350,000 in a taxable investment account by age 55. This allows you to bridge the gap before you can tap into your Roth IRA or your pre-tax accounts. Remember, as the saying goes, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. Taxable investment accounts help you keep more of what you make in retirement with favorable tax rates on long-term gains and income from qualified dividends. Taxable investment accounts are really powerful. They're an important part of a strategic retirement optimization plan. You know, don't just blindly follow what everyone else is doing. Start building a taxable investment account today. Your future self will thank you. Next week, we're going to dive into some of the new opportunities in 2025 for wealth building, so you're not going to want to miss it. Until next time, make every wealth decision count. And I would love if you pre-ordered my new book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. You can find the pre-order link to get your copy in the description of this podcast. And once again, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or a family member. Like, subscribe, or make a comment. My goal with the Wealth Decisions podcast is to reach over 100,000 people in the Twin Cities and beyond so that people can live a richer life. So thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.